Gonna get rolling. Okay, so I'm gonna get rolling. Welcome to our PTA town hall. Denise is here. I don't know if the other PTA members are on or not, but I see Denise because she happens to be right on my screen. So next year, so as I talk, please drop your questions in the chat. We sent the Google form out, and so far nobody has any questions. So I'm going to start with what I know about next school year. I know next school year, I have a 3K. We were selected to open a 3K, which is, you know, like my 4K, except they're 3 years old. We have only one class. That class will have 15 students, one teacher, and one educational assistant. Opening a 3K comes with a budget that allows me to buy furniture that's geared specifically for three-year-olds. So what I did was, is that Greta? Hey, Greta. So, I decided to go with what the DOE picked out. So I just ordered a whole kit and caboodle because it's been a long time since I've been with three-year-olds. What's really funny is that there's a changing table. They do not have to be diaper trained, although, you know, I guess part of the curriculum is ensuring that they're diaper trained before they go into my 4K. Hi. So we have a 3K. So there'll be movement with the classrooms. I have to put the 3K where there are restrooms. So one change I know is that 201, which is a kindergarten class, that will become our new 3K room. We will be having a lot of construction going on in the building. I have to start with the arms, sorry. All my pre-K rooms and the 3K rooms will be fitted with new cabinets and new sinks. That's a huge thank you to Joanne O'Neill. We are up for some capital improvement projects, which is great, but will also compromise the school. So I am giving you guys the heads up that when you come back in September, we will be under scaffolding. They are repairing our roof. I don't know if that's going to compromise our outdoor space or not, but right now I have a permit to use the basketball courts at Seward Park, not the part where there's the track and the tennis courts. When I discovered that they were going to put our building under scaffolding, it was just our turn. I mean, every school goes through this. I asked to apply for a permit for the Seward Park High School track, tennis, and field, only to discover that that part of Seward Park will be under renovation also. So where you see the basketball courts and the tennis courts and the handball courts, that's gonna be all ripped up. And that's a 2-year project. Yes, I see Luke. Denise, I see your faces because you're on my first screen. Yes, it's horrible. So I think my outdoor space will be compromised, and that's a real bummer. We haven't been able to utilize it as much as we would like because of COVID. They have really strict policies about how many people can be in the outdoor space, you know, and on and on and on and on. What's really difficult is our day is very shortened because of COVID. So the teachers have to have lunch. The students have to have lunch. They have their specialty area. If we take them out to the park, that's basically the whole day. So we do try to get them out for fresh air, but when and if we can't, they have the multipurpose room for yoga. They have the gym space for physical education, and we have the indoor yard. So we've been using that when the outdoor space has too many classes out there. We really have to, we have to take a look and count the classes. What the teachers do is they check in with us. Can they use this part of the outdoor yard. So we have it sectioned off into three spots, so three classes at a time. You know, realistically, I would like to put more out there, but we would probably get into trouble because really they're not social distancing. So we, and the kids are really good when they go out there, they know they should not go outside their pod. So they're playing with their classmates. That's so different from our regular school year. As many of you know, well, actually, yeah, if you're new to the school, you wouldn't know this, but we're one of the few schools that do not have a captive lunch. So the students do eat with their class during mealtime, which is a full half an hour. And we have another half an hour where they go out to play, and they don't play with their class. We let them play with whoever they want. So that, like, in that sense, we don't have a captive lunch at all. We couldn't do that this year. So, you know, just be prepared. We will have scaffolding. I'm very unhappy about it. It might be a year or two, depending on how long it takes. And while they're doing the roof, midway through that project, they're going to replace all our windows. So what they're going to do is tear out room by room the windows to put in energy efficient windows, which I'm happy about. We're also going to get new shades, shades that will actually keep out UV rays and screen out the sun, but let the light in. So, you know, that's just all part of our capital improvement, and it's just our turn. So that's next school year. I know someone asked about the hours for next school year. If it is a regular school year, we started the day at 8:20 and we end at 2:40. And we're aiming to keep it as close to that as possible. So, you know, I hope that helps you with planning. You know, this goes out the window if there's a second wave, you know, but that's what we're aiming for. That's what I'm gonna put in for the time session. What we do offer in our building is a breakfast time. So we open the school either 7:45, 7:50, and we welcome children in to have breakfast. So if you would like, you can drop your child off at, I don't know the breakfast section session yet. We have to check in with the kitchen. It's either 7:45 or 7:50. It might be even later, 8:00. It really depends on how well staffed they are in the kitchen. So if your child wants to come in early to socialize, that's the time they can come in to socialize. They do sit with their class, but it's very relaxed. They're on the floor. If they're the lower grades, they're by the cafeteria table. If they want breakfast, we have big brother, big sister, fifth graders that will support them getting breakfast, opening up their milk. It's very informal breakfast time. So that's pretty much like a regular school morning. At 8:20, the teachers come, gather them, they head upstairs and their day starts. We vote on this every year, and I'm sure it's going to pass. We're one of the few schools that have a one-hour lunch. In most schools, the lunch is 50 minutes, which is really not enough time for the children to eat and to have free play. We discovered that moving it to 1 hour really de-escalated a lot of the disciplinary issues in the afternoon. You know, the kids had a full playtime, they get to socialize, they get to eat. And, it, you know, it led to a more peaceful afternoon session. So we plan to keep that. I am hoping, and there are rumblings already, that the DOE will drop the pricing for extended use permit. What does that mean? That means I can have after school programs back in the building. Right now it is unaffordable. So, and I know this as pricing. For ISS to run a summer program in a normal year, the permit would cost $16,000. So ISS pays $16,000 to have them open the school, to pay for cleaning, to pay for security. This year it was $56,000. And there was just no way they can do that. So it's, but we're not the only school. A lot of, that's why there's no there's no programs in the school. Everything costs that much because of the COVID cleaning. So once they drop the price, we're hoping to bring back some after school programs. And that would really help the families because that's basically your after school care, you know. But besides that, we have University Settlement. We have Christie Street Daycare. We have Grand Street Settlement. We have a slew of other after schools that come pick up. So for many of the families, if you've been part of the 42 community, you know dismissal happens outdoors. The only adults allowed in the indoor yard or the after school care teachers, they're all assigned spots and that we escort the children over until they know where to go. Attendance is taken by the after school care program and then they leave the building. We don't allow family members or caregivers in the building during dismissal. And that's just part of our school safety plan. You know, we have a lot of stairwells and, you know, there's always the fear that someone will come in and we don't catch them in time, a stranger. So we're extremely careful about that. As for school safety, every summer I have to update my school safety plan. And it discusses my relocation sites in case there's an evacuation. It goes over the exits and stairwells for fire drill, which blocks we use. That school safety plan has to go through the Manhattan Borough Safety Officer. Then it goes through NYPD and the fire department. So it's thoroughly vetted. And if they're not happy with something, it gets kicked off. Oh, early drop off at 7:45. We're not sure yet. It all depends on the policies that the DOE establishes. So we're sort of like, we're waiting. Right now, the DOE, de Blasio, and Chancellor Porter, they're telling everybody that all the students can come back in 5 days. For that to realistically happen, they will have to remove the 3 feet social distancing because it's not realistic to put a full class in a room if you have to keep the tables 3 feet apart. What they've asked us to do is to look at all our public spaces, and this is every school. So if we have the 3 feet social distancing, lunch will be compromised because they're expecting me to use the indoor yard. They're expecting me to use the gym for 2 classes for overflow, the yoga room for 2 classes. They said they'll support me by giving me partitions. I had a big issue with that. I'm a product of open class. I'm quite old. So, you know, when they had new math, I was the guinea pig. When they had open classroom, I was the guinea pig. I can tell you, when you have 2 classes on and a partition, part of my education was in a school with no walls. So I could tell you that's a big fail because you never listen to your teacher. You want to know what the next class is doing. So we're sort of on a holding ground with the 5 days a week. And if we do go 5 days a week and it compromises all my public space that is used for phys ed, for dance, for movement, we have a music room, we have an art studio, we have 2 science labs. That'll change my curriculum. So that's all on hold. Besides that, they haven't given us much information. You know, so, you know, I apologize. What I do plan to do is my 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders, they will continue with violin with 3rd Street Music School. We at this point have 300 violins in the building. 3rd Street Music School did a huge fundraiser so that every single student that was on remote had a violin at home and every single student in person had a violin. We do plan to keep chess. We are keeping impact chess for the upper grades, but we are looking for something more instructional for the lower grades. my whole thing with impact chess with the lower grades was a lot of it was competition based, and they have a great online program, but I wanted an adult to either come in remotely, because now our kids are so good with Zooming. They either teach our lower grades via Zoom or they come in person. I want a chess instructor. So we're looking into another program for the lower grades for K1 and possibly 2. And then when they move to the upper grades, they'll have impact chess. I just feel like it's really important they get more instruction in the lower grades instead of just like sending them out to the digital world with impact chess. So we plan to keep that. We plan to keep Chen Dance. We do really love that it's interpretive more than your traditional dance program. We like that they really teach the children, especially in the upper grades, to choreograph their own movement. So we're probably gonna keep Chen Dance. What else? I'm so sorry. We have soccer. We have a huge partnership with the New York City Football Club, and they offer us free soccer lessons. And because of COVID, we were able to really spread it down to first grade. Usually we keep it for upper grades. I've requested a soccer coach 5 days a week in the hope that we can offer soccer instruction with our professional soccer player from kindergarten up to fifth grade. You know, so, you know, those are some of the things I'm planning on keeping. And depending on the grade, we have very grade specific programs. Fifth graders will have ballroom dancing if we go back to a normal year. Second grade, they work with the Center of Architecture, and they've studied bridges. And we have a wonderful Cinderella program for saving our daughters. And it's about mentoring girls. For third grade, they do Audubon. They have Midori, Mexican dance, which ties into their social study curriculum, you know, so on. So we plan to keep all the fringe if we could afford it.
May?
Yes.
It's Denise.
Yes.
Will you be able to bring back swimming for second grade?
We don't know. That depends on the YMCA. Right now, the swimming program is still closed.
Okay.
You know, if we have it, definitely. We've been partnered with them since the very beginning. I'm good friends with the aquatics director, Miguel, and the director of YMCA used to be my own colleague, Michael Keller. So I'll do outreach. Yeah, so we'll do outreach. It's a great program. I'm sorry the second graders missed it this year, but we're gonna try to bring it back. I'm open to questions if you have questions. Like, I'm sorry I can't give you more concrete information. What I will do is ask that you stay on School Connects over the summer. And once I have concrete information, you know, we might just have a town hall sometime in August. If they allow people in the building, we will have a kindergarten orientation before school starts. But what we might do closer to when school starts is give everybody a chance to come toward the building in groups so that you can become acclimated with the building. And these are especially so for my new families that have never been in the building. So we're working all of that out once I get more direction from the DOE. Will ISS be back in September? I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I heard through the grapevine, they will drop the cost of the extended permit use, the extended use permit. So, you know, if they drop the cost, yes, ISS will be back. MEIWA will be back. And if I can bring in another program, I'll bring that in also. You know, because that compromises our Saturday program. We have Apex basketball for the older children. So yeah, I'm hoping. Summarizing ISS at 42. Okay, whoops. Excuse the noise, that's my children in the background trying to do something and hiding so you don't see them. Big fail. Anyhow, if you signed up for Summer Rising, make sure you get the medical and the paperwork done. Summer Rising will be at 124. I fought tooth and nails for it to happen at PS42 so that I could service my own children. But they said no. So we're partnered with 124. Now, I was also quite lucky. When the permit fee was $56,000, there was no way ISS can afford to do that. None of the CBOs could. I did do outreach to better.com. If you have heard of them, I'm sorry. It's witching hour at my house. They're an online mortgage company, and they've been supporting a lot of public schools. The CEO, the founder of better.com, he's a product of public school. You know, parents were immigrants, and he felt that he should give back. So he gave to Stuyvesant, where he went to high school, but he gave collectively to a whole bunch of District 2 schools. We were very lucky. We received $72,000 from them, and we used that to upgrade smart boards to support the remote learning. We bought iPads for the families. I reached out to them, and I told them that I could not be summarizing, but we have many families that do not want to go to another school because they didn't feel safe. They offered to pay the $55,000. I'll be very transparent. It was no questions asked. They did ask, wow, that's a lot of money. I said, yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking you. They fully supported us. And then it was a battle. I thought getting the money was the biggest problem, right? Then I had, there was another battle if they were going to let me open my building or not. And I couldn't understand why, and they couldn't tell me why. I do have a sense that it's political, but if you say I said that, I will deny it. So that was a huge battle. So it went on for like a couple of months. They finally agreed to let me open my building. ISS will be here. And because better.com gave us the money for the permit, ISS will use that to cover the permit costs. Hopefully they will drop it to regular. We will use some of the money to make sure we have supplies and to pay the salary of the teachers. And the rest we will return to better.com. So we do have ISS here, and it's for free. Please do not share that with the other schools. I'm asking everybody here. We are an exception to the rule. Okay? But I do want to be transparent. So we have ISS here at no cost to you. I think their hours will be 8:30 to 5:30. If you get Summer Rising, stay with Summer Rising. Summer Rising will be at 124. They will have an extra week. ISS ends the week of August 13th. Summer Rising, which will be run by the CPC program at 124, they have one more week of childcare. You know, so if that matters to you, then you should stay with Summer Rising. And if you want ISS, you should reach out as soon as possible, only because we still have to do social distancing for the summer. So we can't take everybody. We can only take what fits into the classrooms. I think that's it. I'm going to look at questions on the side. How many kids in pre-K class? Okay. Pre-K, the maximum students in pre-K is 18 students. And this is every single pre-K, whether you're in the four program at Victoria's Voices or at PS 42, it should be only 18 with one licensed teacher, one educational assistant. And if ISS is in here, yes, there will be after school program for pre-K. ISS is one of the few CBOs that receive the permit to have after school care for pre-K. The Department of Health is extremely rigorous. They constantly do surprise inspections. That's why a lot of the CBOs, they don't want to bother because the amount of students they can accept won't cover a salary of someone caring for them. You know, the number is very small. But yes, if ISS is back, you will have after school care. 3K admissions, when will it be announced? I don't know, hopefully soon. I know I ordered the furniture. it will be announced soon, I'm sure. We're at the end of the school year. I think that's it. Any questions? Like, there's no such thing as a silly question, like ask. ISS summer hours, okay. 8:30 to 5:30. I don't know if they have early drop-off. They're still working out the logistics because they have to count how many heartbeats are allowed in each classroom. So that in itself is like a whole job. So, you know, but ISS hours officially is 8:30 to 5:30. Any questions? Oh, I know what. We will be giving you your summer reading. It will only be for students that will remain with us. We realize it's really fruitless to give it to students leaving us because it's very geared to our curriculum. So what we did was, if you're in kindergarten and you're going up to first grade, the first grade teachers made a selection of titles that they know will be touched upon next school year. So if you have a kindergarten student, you'll be getting the first grade books that have been selected by first grade teachers. If you're a first grader going to second grade, you're gonna receive books that the second grade teachers have selected that will support the second grade curriculum. Does that make sense? So we'll be calling you in, or if your child's in already, we'll be sending books home for them, with them. So we'll be doing that. You'll be getting books for the summer. We are finishing up our school-wide yearbook. I know everybody's disappointed we don't have class pictures, so we did a school-wide yearbook. I will be honest, it was a lot of work, and the pictures are not the best. Like, for the remote families, they had to take pictures via remotely, but everybody is represented in that yearbook, so we're really happy. I'm going to answer a question. ISS summer hours. Okay. ISS start dates. Ooh, I don't know. Anna, Jane? Anna?
It is July. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Anna.
ISS start date is July 6th to August 13th.
Okay. For ISS, will they accept just 1 month?
Yes, we will.
Okay. What do kids do with their iPads? They have to take care of them, please. You keep the iPads. Please take care of them. If you break them over the summer, there's no way we can really get in touch with the DOE for replacement. If you have one of our keyboards, please take care of them. It's not that we don't want to replace broken keyboards, but they're out of stock right now. So even if we want to buy new keyboards, we can't. They're sold out. So, Olga, I know you want to say something. Go for it.
Sorry. iPads you're holding on to if you are staying with us or staying in the DOE. Yep. If you are leaving the state or the city,
or going to a private school, they do come back to us. If you are leaving us and you want to double check, please reach out to me. Fifth graders, they're going to middle school with you, those iPads.
Yeah, so if you transfer to another DOE school, you keep the iPad that travels with you. If you go to a private school, then you have to return the iPad to us. If you go to a charter school, depending whether it's a DOE charter school or not, we have to check. If it's a DOE charter school, I think you keep the iPad with you, but if they're not a DOE charter school, it has to come back to us. You don't have to return the DOE iPads next week. What you do have to return if you're in the third, fourth, and fifth grade, and if you haven't done so, are the violins. The ukulele, second grade students this year can keep their ukulele. It's our gift to you. We purchased ukuleles for next year, second grade already, and they don't get to keep it. I don't know about that. Cindy asked, if they don't adjust to summarizing, that might be a little difficult depending on if we put, like, if all the classes have the maximum amount of heartbeats, then they can't accept your child. It's all depends on the heartbeat and the 3 feet distancing. Okay, Cindy? Michelle Carabso, what types of activities will ISS? You know what? It'll be academics in the morning. They have full use of the classroom supplies. It'll be academics for the morning. In the afternoon, it'll be enrichment activities. You have to realize that they can only go so far. The DOE is not allowing train trips that are far, just neighborhood walks. So ISS will file that policy also. So, you know, there'll probably be a lot of like time spent at Seward Park, at the neighboring parks. The DOE, a lot of the CBOs are booking virtual trips. De Blasio and Porter said in the beginning they want to book museums, but you can't go to a museum if you can't take the train, right? So we've gone to the Elder Street Museum. If possible, if we could get a break, we could use the Tenement Museum. So yeah, it's really hard. Like they just started planning because we just got the okay. So I'm sorry, I can't, like Michelle, tell you more about the activities. We just got the okay. And right now they're just trying to register families. And we're trying to figure out the room issue. Like, you know, depending on the grade of the child, like how many classrooms do we need? How many heartbeats can fit into the room? Like we're more concerned about keeping everybody safe at this point. But I know it's academics in the morning and afternoon it's enrichment. The summarizing dates. Anna shared that. Will there be another town hall? Yes. When I get more concrete information, there'll be a town hall in August. I'm not going to have one in July, not because I'm not working, but because if I have one in July, they might change their mind and change everything around by August. So I'm going to do as close to the opening of school as close as possible so that if they make changes, it won't affect your plans. It'll just affect mine. Okay. Is there a year-end report card? Yes, there is, but it's in my school's account. You have to have an account. If you want a hard copy. My student account. Now, if you want a hard copy, make sure your classroom teacher knows and we will print a hard copy out, but you have to come pick up. We're at the point where we shipped out so much that we're really broke and we're running out of stamps. We're running out of money to buy stamps. So if you want a hard copy of the report card, we'll print it out, but you have to swing by and pick it up before January 25th. All right. Whoops. Actually, it'll be available January 25th.
And by January, we mean June.
Oh, no, not January. Sorry, June. I'm really tired. It's been a long day. June 25th. If you want a hard copy, just let the teacher know. We will print it for you. Like, don't worry, but you have to come pick it up.
In-house children will go home with them Friday, June 25th. Remote families, if you want a hard copy, we'll print it out for you for June 25th as well.
You have to pick up. if you want to look at the report card at the My Student account, they released that June 28th. So on June 25th, if you look at My Student account, the report card won't be uploaded yet. It will be uploaded June 28th. All right. Okay, the iPads, if a child goes to another city or state, it has to come back to us, because if not, they'll chase you down. Okay, if you're in the DOE, yes, in New York City. IEP meeting, I don't know, Calvin, didn't we have one yet? That I have to find out, and we'll get in touch, we'll touch base with you tomorrow. Okay. I have to talk to Grace Chen and my school-based support team. I think that's like the most concrete information that I can give you. I could tell you I'll be there in September. Ms. Lipsky will be there in September. We're expecting all of you guys back in September, all your children at least, and we'll make it work. Okay, there's no plan for A day, B day, C day, D day, okay? Oh, thanks so much. It's the hard work goes to all the teachers. Yeah, they've really had it rough because they try to pack a year's worth of curriculum into shortened days. But I think they did a really good job. So, and don't worry, I know everybody's worried that their child's behind, the whole world's behind. So we will spend a lot of time on review, and everybody will be all caught up by the middle of next school year. So if I have no questions, I'm gonna end this so you guys can have dinner. Please, School Connects. I know I haven't been really visible. An update, I am clear. I am done with treatment. For those of you who don't know, I've been going through chemotherapy and radiation. Clean bill of health finally. And I haven't been out in the yard, arrival and dismissal, because they still want me to be a little careful and not get sick so fast, even a cold. So they're monitoring me, but you'll see a lot of me in September. And I'm in the building. So if I'm not in the building, I'm at 124. So if there's an emergency, like, thank you. If there's an emergency, like, don't feel like you're bothering us. We check School Connects every day. We check it at night. We check it every day in the summer. Always, always, always School Connects us or email. We check it. All right? Like, don't wait till September. You have a question? July 4th, email us. I'll respond July 5th, unless that's a Saturday, Sunday. Then I'll respond on Monday. But, there was in the news today. I think everybody's getting $1,325 or something like that. Yeah. Yep, no. So sorry, I said that, and my second son, who's all of 25, was so excited. He thought that was more stimulus money. No, you don't have a child in the DOE. He said, that's unfortunate. So you will be getting, thank you, Shane. Oh my gosh, thank you. Please be on the lookout for that. Everybody's getting it, everybody. And that's, I think that's a result of the fact that your child's entitled to free meals. So be on the lookout. Oh, thank you, Cindy. Oh, it depends on how many days your child went to school. How about if they're remote?
That's a full day.
Huh?
Those are counted as full days, okay. Yes.
All right. So be on the lookout for it, okay? We had a couple of hiccups with families that didn't get last year's, and we're still trying to resolve it. The problem is that they don't answer our calls, and, you know, so, but be on the lookout. I think that's it. So please, if you have questions, always School Connects or email. I'm on both of them. Okay. Don't hesitate. One thing I do have to share with you, very important. We're not going to have your child's new class on the report card or the name of their teacher, only because there's too many unknowns. If we keep 3 feet social distancing, your child will be in a specific room. If we don't keep that, then we reshuffle and your child will be in another room. I don't have my budget yet. So until I have my budget and I meet with my budget team, I don't know teachers I can hire and retain. So we're not going to put that on the report card. And my apologies. I know everybody wants to know where their child's going, but I don't know where your child's going because there's just too many unknowns right now. I have a tentative organization sheet, but it's so tentative that the teachers know that they might have to move rooms last minute. So, but you'll find out. Okay, we will contact you. I think that's it. Have a great evening. I'm on tomorrow, but I decide to split it up. I will be doing the town hall in Chinese tomorrow. So if you want, you can join that too. We are going to post both of them on the website. So if you miss something, don't worry. You can not watch it, right? Olga, hear it or watch it?
Just audio.
Good. I never listen to it because I can't bear to hear my own voice. But I think that's it. Listen, take care. Once again, don't hesitate to email or School Connects. We will respond.
Cindy said she missed Hayling. She'll be on tomorrow, Cindy.
But you know, thank you all.
Thank you.
And I have to thank all of you guys. None of this would have worked if we didn't have your support. Like, I know for a fact that for the lower grades, especially for remote, it's not the teacher teaching, it's all of you. For the upper grades, you know, getting the child to school, you know, mid-pandemic, even the lower grades, like, really, like, that's a lot of trust in us, and that's bravery on your part. So I so appreciate it. You know, we've all lived through this, and hopefully, you know, not again, but we know that we can overcome and education happens, right? So thank you all. And I'm going to end it. Hey, Lucas is little.